Hello and welcome to the Snaxos podcast featuring three concertos by Michael Doherty: Trail of Tears for Flute and Orchestra, Dream Machine for Percussion and Orchestra, and Reflections on the Mississippi for Tuba and Orchestra, and three wonderful soloists, each of whom I will introduce in the course of the podcast. First, though, here's a bit more of Where the Wind Blew Free, the opening movement of Trail of Tears. American composer Michael Doherty has a closet full of well-deserved Grammy Awards and an abiding interest in American culture and history. Just looking over the titles of his pieces, this interest becomes clear: Mount Rushmore, Tales of Hemingway, American Gothic, and on his new album, Reflections on the Mississippi and Trail of Tears, his musical reflection on the tragic forced relocation of Cherokee men and women and children during the winter of 1838. Here's the beginning of the second movement of that piece, titled Incantation. In the liner notes to this album, Michael Doherty writes, "One of the tragedies of human history is the forced removal of peoples from their homeland for political, economic, racial, religious, or cultural reasons. In North America, the forced removal of all Native Americans living east of the Mississippi River began with the passage of President Andrew Jackson's Indian Removal Act of 1830. In 1838, 15,000 Cherokee men, women, and children were forcibly taken from their homes by the U.S. Army and placed in stockades and camps in Tennessee. With scant clothing and many without shoes, they were forced to make an 800-mile march towards Oklahoma during the bitter cold of winter. Nearly 4,000 of them died during the five-month march known as the Trail of Tears. The soloist in this performance is flute player Amy Porter. She's a graduate of the Juilliard School and was associate principal flute in the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra from 1991 until 1999, when she became professor of flute at the University of Michigan School of Music. Machine, written in 2014 for solo percussion and orchestra, was commissioned by the West German Radio Orchestra in Cologne and given its world premiere performance with Dame Evelyn Glennie as soloist. She's also the soloist on this recording. It was part of a festival called Humans and Machines, and the concerto, this one, is a tribute to the imagination of inventors who dream about new machines, both real and in some cases surreal. The second movement is inspired by the American cartoonist, engineer, and inventor Rube Goldberg, whose cartoons often featured strange and wonderful contraptions that would perform simple tasks in very complicated ways. Thank you. Dame Evelyn Glennie is the first person to successfully sustain a full-time worldwide career as a solo percussionist. She played the first percussion concerto in the history of the BBC Proms at Royal Albert Hall, that was in 1992, and she also had a leading role in the opening ceremony of the London 2012 Olympic Games. She has more than 90 international awards. That's just so far, and she's also a leading commissioner of new works for solo percussion and has commissioned more than 200 pieces, again, so far. Here she is with the movement from Michael Doherty's concerto titled Electric Eel, inspired by German artist and scientist Fritz Kahn's drawing of an incandescent light bulb plugged into an electric eel. According to Michael Doherty, he wrote Reflections on the Mississippi in 2013 in memory of his father, Willis Doherty, who passed away in 2011. It's a musical reflection on childhood family trips he took to the Mississippi River near McGregor, Iowa. In July and October 2012, he returned to the Mississippi to make two road trips from McGregor down to Hannibal, Missouri. From that piece, is a concerto for tuba and orchestra, is the movement titled Prayer. The soloist is Carol Jantsch. Since 2006, Carol Jantsch has been the principal tuba of the Philadelphia Orchestra, a job she got while she was still studying at the University of Michigan. Thank you. You have been listening to music by Michael Dougherty and performances by Amy Porter on flute, Evelyn Glennie percussion, Carol Jansch tuba, all accompanied by the Albany Symphony Orchestra conducted by David Allen Miller. It's a wonderful album filled to the brim with great music and terrific performances, Naxos catalog number 8.559807. That's all for this podcast. To go out, here's the very ending of Steamboat, the final movement of the tuba concerto. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.
Mm-hmm.